Even though I and other councillors have known for years a lot of the work we're doing, you know, it's easy to take it for granted, like, and these people turn out totally volunteers. But it's not just in their local area. Like, we all do a bit of volunteering in our local area, but this is all over the county. And the fact, too, that they actually have down the country and everything on their own time and to go on training, and they're so, so professional. Like, you know, they really are professionals. Like, and I know within the council there are, within the there is sort of no wee awards and things like that, but I think as a county council, as a body, we elected members, in particular along with management, I think we should bring them into the council for an afternoon and really give them the acknowledgement, you know, whether that's the frame of the county or civic reception, whatever it is, something specific for this, not just routine, because it's quite amazing the work they do. And it's only when you look from festivals in Clonmany to offshore and, you know, just different things that they do, their boats and jeeps, and they're always there. And even there recently, we're very lucky to have them too, with the flooding, you know, here in the, particularly in the Fun Valley, kind of Fun and the Fall and stuff like that, you know, and calling them out antisocial hours at night. And, you know, really, you know, they go beyond the call of duty. Like, and somebody said in the papers the last day, like, not all heroes wear capes, and certainly our civil defence is something that we need and should be encouraged, and certainly should be give whatever recognition that we can as a body, as a local authority of members, that we should do that. And I think you need to bring them into the chamber, you know.
And this past 12 months, they have worked particularly hard from the Crease Law tragedy to missing persons searches in the county. So there's so much that they are involved in that they need to be recognised for.
Yeah, that's it. Like, it's there's not a week or a fortnight or goes by they're involved in it. And, you know, you'd be forgiven to think that they were like the Gardaí or the ambulance service or the county council service or something, you know, that are out and about. These are volunteers that are finished their day's work or retired or whatever, and they put so much time and effort into it, and they're not paid for it, you know. And, like, as I say, it's not just volunteering in the local area. It could be anywhere in the county and going down the county to train. And so it certainly goes beyond the call of duty. And absolutely. And I, for one, it's very easy to take things like this for granted just because somebody's doing it. Because they tell you, what's a favour today is your job tomorrow. Like, and we do sometimes forget that these are all volunteers.